Good morning and welcome to another edition of Crunch Time here at BIMCrunch.com. The fun and personal interview that is the perfect way to get to know members of the global BIM crew. I'm today joined by the new UK CEO of CoreBuilder, who is here to talk about his latest venture as well as updates on his status with Building Smart. Please welcome Nick Tune. Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Great to have you on the show this morning, and there's been big changes for you in 2015 in your professional life. You swapped working for the BRE for CoreBuilder, a story that we covered back in April. So before we go in depth about your work at CoreBuilder, can you touch upon how your big career change came about?
Yeah. What it was I met Lars Fredlund, who's the founder of CoreBuilder, about a year and a half ago now at a Building Smart Summit. What I was really impressed with was how they were using the data dictionary to help companies create and share data. So we got chatting over a meal, and then where he explained to me that they wanted to move out of Norway, which is pretty much where all their work was. Mm-hmm. And they really fancied going to the UK, mostly because of the BIM mandate. So looking at their solutions, I just thought there was a real big opportunity and need for what they were doing. So here I am today.
Yeah, it's a big undertaking you're taking on. I think it's a really exciting project. And for people who may not be aware of CoreBuilder as well, as you mentioned, it is a company founded in Norway, and you visited the company several times as a result of you being appointed at the company and your current work with them. So what is the state of BIM adoption like over in the Nordic region?
I think the big difference is in Scandinavia, they're much more committed to using and implementing open BIM. Mm-hmm. So the use of IFC and the data dictionary, is really being used out there. I tell everyone across the world when I meet, go to the different countries, though, I think the UK is leading more on the macro collaboration processes. And that's thanks down to the BS 1192 2007 and PAS 1192 part two. I think those have really helped the industry. And I think we're leading on that, but they're very much more committed to open BIM.
Mm-hmm. So you realize that you in the UK actually are leading in some aspects, but not every single one.
No, certainly not.
Mm-hmm. No, we're not good at everything. Now, is there a big difference in CoreBuilder's strategy in Norway as opposed to the UK?
Yeah, well, CoreBuilder was mostly built around the legislative compliance in regards to things like chemicals in products, because they're really hot on this in Scandinavia. So they were taking in data to be able to search criteria for products and to check that products met the criteria that has been stated, if you like, within designs. However, the big focus, I think, for CoreBuilder in the UK is to do that, but also to export the data in BIM-compatible formats like, COBE, IFC, Revit, ArchiCAD, etc. So we're trying to leading more on the BIMification out of the UK, not just the data analysis.
BIMification, that's a good word.
It's and a new word.
Yeah, let's get that in the dictionary. Now, CoreBuilder, for people that might not know, provide product information systems and solutions relating to document depository and the collection of information related to installed products within a building. Quite a mouthful. So I have a feeling you might explain what you do better than I will. So can you give a brief rundown for the listeners listening to this today of the BIM-related products that CoreBuilder offer?
Yeah, our mission really is to help the construction industry to create and exploit data. Mm-hmm. So we're a kind of data business. We do this by helping the manufacturers take the data about their products and to structure it into BIM-compatible formats such as COBE, IFC, etc. Their data can then be shared to their customers. The idea is that then that they host the data themselves. Data is controlled by them and it's available to all in all BIM formats. And it's queryable, so you can search for a specific property such as a fire rating, and then attach that actual data to a model. I'm kind of coining the phrase, the Internet of Things for the construction products, because that's the idea, is where companies can hold on to their own data and share data with others. That's under the product called GoBIM. Mm-hmm. The other main product that we're looking for the UK is Product Exchange, which is where we help the clients and the contractors to collect as-built product information and most importantly, data that's then shared with the whole supply chain in BIM formats. The system we're developing allows the designers and the contractors to select the product properties that they want to ensure they have, and then check against the installed product properties to make sure it meets their requirements. But the biggest benefit maybe is that the facilities manager receives accurate as-built data about the building or infrastructure they're just taking on. So if you like, they have real verified as-built data as to what it actually is that you're receiving.
You mentioned it again, that facilities management. Anyone who listens to Crunch Time regularly, it's a big theme. Everyone seems to talk about facilities management at the moment, so it's a big thumbs up that CoreBuilder are very much on that bandwagon as well. I want to touch upon there, you said as well, your CoreBuilder are going to work with manufacturers and get their content available in all formats. So is that how you're going to differ, for example, from content creation platforms that are already out there?
Yes, I think the big thing is through the use of the Building Smart Data Dictionary, we can use that as a semantic mapping tool. So we can help with products, kind of any naming convention or language, or put it into different data formats. And the idea is that, as I said, the data can sit with the manufacturers themselves and then be queried by people outside, but it doesn't have to be hosted within a cloud, for instance. It's there for everyone to use and to be able, via the data dictionary, to use in French or English or UniClass or OmniClass or IFC or Revit. And I think that's the real beauty.
So that's definitely where CoreBuilder are differentiating for people who wanted to know that. Looking at the CoreBuilder website as well, there's a list of aims that the company are working towards on there. And one of them is for CoreBuilder to be the indispensable information hub for all products and materials data that is necessary to design, build, manage and maintain a building. Sounds like a big task. So how are you going to achieve that?
The premise is simple. Take the product's key properties and make product data sheets where the data is structured in BIM formats, such as IFC or COBE or Revit, etc. That data then can then be linked to that as-built model. So we retain a repository, or you retain a repository of all the product information and the data, and then that data is available in the different formats for people to use.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that one of the main aims is for CoreBuilder Solutions to really support and influence BIM for FM. We mentioned it earlier. We're going to talk a bit more about it now. The as-built product data is taken from products, digitized, then attributed to the model for FMs to use. So why is connecting the data within a building information model to facilities management so important?
Well, believe it or not, FMs still receive an O&M manual, mm-hmm. operates the maintenance manual, that's in PDF or Word. And how much benefit is that in the kind of digital world that we're living in? What happens then is the FM then surveys the building they've just received to check that the information is correct, or to be able to collect the data they need to put in the facilities management tool that they might have. That's such a kind of antiquated process, you know, something out of the 1970s or 80s when we're living in this digital world. I think the mandate by the government for COBE is helping, because at least now it's making the handover from the contractor or lead designers, well, most important, the contractor, actual data handover is in now in a data format. But wouldn't it be great if the client and the facilities managers had a repository of all the PDFs and the drawings at their fingertips, but most importantly, had the actual accurate as-built and verified data that's automatically in the BIM, if you like, mm-hmm. or automatically in their FM tools, so that they have, you know, the data they need when they need it, that's accurate to actually help them manage the building instead of a pile or a load of scanned PDFs.